I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Football, basketball, the debate team, mariachi. Schools in the Southwest have been teaching mariachi in the classroom for years, but now Texas educators are thinking about taking recognition of the Mexican musical tradition to a whole other level. The University Interscholastic League, the agency that regulates extracurricular activities like football in Texas schools, is creating a mariachi category. It would be the first state to recognize this cultural touchstone in this way. Here to talk more about this is Macarena Hernandez, a reporter for the Dallas Morning News. She wrote about the mariachi program at W.T. White High School in a recent article. She joined us from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for having us.
And she's joined by Alfonso Gonzalez, the teacher she wrote about in her article. He teaches mariachi at W.T. White. Three of his students are with him in the studio as well. We'll meet them later. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hi, Michelle.
Alfonso, talk to me about mariachi music. What makes it special?
Well, mariachi music seems to be kind of a bedrock for all of us, Hispanics in general. It seems to be the one music that all of us can listen to in agreement.
Alfonso, is it considered folk music?
It is folk music. I think it's evolving and becoming a classical type of music.
And for those who don't speak Spanish, what are the songs typically about? Are there typical themes?
Not really. It has a broad scope of themes. You know, it can be romance, it can be historical with corridos.
What are corridos?
They're like ballads, and it's a form of, they used to have, of spreading news from one town to another.
Macarena Hernandez, I read in your article that mariachi has actually been taught in the classroom for something like 40 years. Was that ever controversial? You know how teaching jazz, for example, for a time, people say, oh, that's devil music, you know, it doesn't belong in the classroom. Was that ever a controversial decision to teach it?
You know, it's really interesting. The mariachi movement kind of is parallel to the bilingual education movement in the state of Texas. So for the last 40 years, about as long as they've been teaching bilingual education, they've been teaching mariachi. And it's huge throughout the Southwest. And I think I'm sure that it has been controversial. And after my piece ran, I did get a couple of phone calls and a couple of emails from people saying they thought it was racist that mariachi was being taught in schools when they're not teaching country music, although some schools do teach country music and some schools do teach jazz. They thought that if they weren't going to create a category for jazz, why should they create a category for mariachi? But mariachi has grown so much to the point that educators think it's a good idea to regulate it because it also gives mariachi more credibility, and it also, they're hoping in turn, will fund these programs that are usually underfunded. But schools in Dallas are turning to this music because there has been a big number of immigrant kids or children of immigrants, and they feel like this is something that maybe children, students can relate to, and also an activity that would probably be more successful at bringing out parents than, say, football, Spanish-speaking parents.
Oh, and Mr. Gonzalez, you've brought along three of your students. Let's meet them.
Well, I have Hamlet Mojarro. He's my guitar player. Jacqueline Poblano, she's my singer. She's also learning how to play guitar right now. And I have one of my former students that graduated about 3 years ago, Roberto Cerrato, who's playing the bass.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Now, this is actually a fairly streamlined mariachi band, right? You'd normally
yes.
have more people. How many people would you normally have?
Well, we'll have a minimum of 7 at least.
Okay. Okay, well, Guy, talk to me for a couple of minutes, and then I'd love if you'd play something for us. So, Hamlet, do you want to start? How did you first get involved in the band?
First, I love music, and the first time I heard that there was a mariachi program at my school, I thought that it would be cool if I could get involved in there. So I thought that, because I have always dreamed to be famous, so I thought it could be a good start.
Jacqueline, how about you? Why did you want to be part of the group?
Because I love singing and I like mariachi too, and some of the songs are nice.
What do you like about the songs?
They're romantic, and it reminds me of when I was little and we used to go to parties and they'd play.
Not to interrupt, Michelle, but she has a great story about a song her mother used to sing to her when she was growing up, and that was...
Oh, let's tell it. Let's hear it.
It was El Son de la Negra. Every time we would go to like a quinceañera or something, she'd ask the mariachi band to play that song, and she'd always dedicate it to me.
Oh, what does it mean?
Way,
go ahead.
Well, that song, El Son de la Negra, is a very happy song, and it actually is the song of the black woman, but it's actually talking about the love affair with very dark-skinned women, you know, in Mexico. So that's one of the things, but it's also considered the national anthem of the mariachis. That's like, you know, you're a mariachi, you have to play that song.
Do you know it enough to give us one verse?
You want me to do it?
Yeah, do it. Can you sing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
If I can sing, okay. I think I can.
Go ahead.
It goes, Negrita de mis pesares, ojos de papel volando, negrita de mis pesares, ojos de papel volando, a todos diles que sí. Pero no les digas cuándo, así me dijiste a mí, por eso vivo penando. That's how it goes.
Okay, what does it mean?
It's pretty much, help me with the translation, Macarena.
The woman who gives me pain.
Yeah.
Your eyes are like, ¿qué dice de papel?
Hojas de papel, like flying pieces of paper.
Your eyes
like
are
that.
Flying pieces of paper. And this is a song that's really fast. It's a really
it's
happy
really
song. And usually you'll have the folklorico dancers waving the skirts out there and stomping their feet.
So it's a song that everybody would know.
Yeah, well, this is a song everybody will know.
I'm joined by Dallas Morning News reporter Macarena Hernandez and W.T. White High School teacher Alfonso Gonzalez. And we're talking about mariachi music and the new effort to recognize it in the Texas schools. Roberto, what about you? Why did you want to get involved with the group?
Well, my story is kind of complicated. Well, I started off in Mr. Gonzalez was my reading teacher. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that was his first year teaching, and, you know, I was a freshman, and he asked me, you know, I mean, he asked the class, he was like, well, who wants to be in mariachi? And, you know, I raised my hand. And what happened was they didn't put me in mariachi, they put me in orchestra. So my ninth grade year, I wasn't really in mariachi, so I didn't get into it until, like, sometime in my sophomore year. But that really helped me out, though, because, like, it helped me read music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I just got into mariachi my sophomore year, and he wanted me to play the trumpet, so, you know, I tried to learn it, but I don't know, it was kind of complicated. So he asked me what I wanted to play. I just told him I wanted to play the guitarrón because I like the sound of it. I mean, it's deep and it sounds nice and everything. So,
you know, I'd love it if you'd play something for us. Is that okay?
All right. Yeah,
all right.
Sure.
What are you going to play?
We're going to play this song, Tú Solo Tú. It's a song that was made popular again by Selena a little bit before she died. She passed away. So we're going to try to play that one. One, two, ready, play.
Bravo! Hey, somebody teach me how to give gritos.
I'll do
go
it.
Ahead,
here
go ahead.
Goes. You gotta go from in deep and then just let it go.
Oh, that was sad. It was alone, but we need a group.
Yeah, I know, guys.
I know, a little help, guys. But anyway, Alfonso, can I just ask, how did you get to be a teacher?
I became a mariachi teacher because I was a musician. You know, I played with the mariachi in high school, and then I played while I was going to college, you know, try to pay some of my college. And after that, I was actually a reading teacher. And after I became a reading teacher, I became a Spanish teacher. That suited me better, I felt, you know, and I was a Spanish teacher. But I just happened to mention that I knew the guy who's the school was named after, who was a musician, a mariachi musician, or actually who's a band director. And he was very instrumental in bringing mariachi to Dallas and the Dallas Independent School District. And she asked, you know, the principal at the time asked, hey, would you be interested in starting a mariachi program here? And I started, and that's how pretty much I became a mariachi teacher.
Is it popular?
I think it's very popular. And I'm amazed at the kind of kids that come and ask. And
I know,
they
I'm
be
amazed by
it group.
Too. I mean, isn't it a little like, you know, kids wanting to play Sinatra? I mean, it's like your
it's
parents' music.
Like
isn't it?
Yeah, that's a very good comparison, actually.
But they still like it?
Yeah, they like it a lot. For some reason, this is like, it's music, but it's not dated for some reason. You know, you might think of it as dated, you know, maybe look at it and you're like, well, you know, old people listen to that. But it's actually, we all listen to it.
Mr. Gonzalez, is it mariachi something that kids might come out for who might not be attracted to some other activity at school, might feel comfortable?
I think so. You know, like part of the groups that I'm trying to focus on are the ones that are recent immigrants or, you know, kids that are not really attracted or to anything else. Because most of the Hispanic kids that I have dealt with, you know, they like baseball, soccer. Football is not big, but it's starting to be big on them. And music is one of the things that they kind of feel intimidated sometimes, even though they like music. You know, it's pretty hard for that kid to take that step and just go and say, you know, I would like to learn to play an instrument. You know, it just seems like it might be too complicated. And what I try to do is go and find those kids that I think will benefit from this. Because I really believe that all the stuff that we do in the high school where we're trying to teach, you know, math and social studies and English, etc., it all comes down into the extracurricular activities. That's where we really get to work with a kid for more than 1 year. We get to have them for 4 years. And a lot of the formation of the kid, you can really see it happen in front of your eyes. And that's the thing that I really, one, I enjoy, and two, that's to me, that's one of the purposes behind this. It brings a lot of benefit, especially to the kid.
Jacqueline, I wanted to ask you, some of these songs are very serious, you know, very wistful about lost love and all this. And, you know, you're only 16. What do you know about this?
To be honest, I really don't know because I still haven't had a boyfriend.
It's funny that I was telling Jackie in order to get into this character, I would tell her, just think of somebody that did you wrong and, you know, whatever. She's I don't understand what you're saying. And, you know, because I'm trying to portray that feeling, you know, of lost, you know.
Yeah, she's doing really well. Guys, if you weren't doing the mariachi group, are there any other activities that you'd be involved in at school?
Well, I don't think so.
Jacqueline, what about you? If you weren't doing mariachi, are there any other activities that you would be doing?
Right now, I'm in show choir, which is varsity choir. But I kind of have to pick in between mariachi and show choir right now because it doesn't fit in my schedule. And I'm also in drill team.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, you're a very busy girl. And you have a lovely voice.
Oh, thank you.
Makari, I wanted to ask you that Mr. Gonzalez was saying that one of the things he likes about having a mariachi band at school is that it attracts kids who might be feeling intimidated to participate in other activities. But then you've got a student like Jacqueline who does drill team and kind of does everything else. And I wonder if there's ever a feeling that mariachi perhaps serves to segregate kids to their own corner rather than forcing them to do other activities.
When I was starting to work on the story, I spoke to the superintendent of DISD, Dr. Hinojosa, and he says that, you know, he's an immigrant himself, and he says that he thought that mariachi was great, and folklorico dancing and all those kinds of cultural groups, but he did worry about kids self-segregating. But then when I spoke to the principal at the high school, she said that she felt that all the research she ever read about kids who are successful, kids who make it out of school, they tend to be kids who had the opportunity to have a solid relationship with an adult in that building that was outside of the English class or the history class.
So this is a way to keep kids in the loop.
Definitely. I know that in Texas, where 40% of the kids in public schools, 40% of the 4.5 million kids in Texas public schools are Hispanic, and a lot of them are immigrants or children of immigrants. Dallas is an immigrant mecca. And so I think educators are getting really creative and finding ways that will reel in all kinds of kids and offer as many opportunities as possible to make sure that these kids make it out of high school.
Do you listen to mariachi? Tell the truth.
I love mariachi. I'm a child of immigrants, and mariachi is a kind of music that, like Jackie said, reminds me of home, reminds me of my parents' home. It's the kind of music that literally makes me cry. Like, I can be sitting somewhere listening to it, and if it's just the right song and I'm in that mood, like, oh, my God, I'll just start tearing up and thinking about all these quinceañeras and weddings that were such a big part of my life growing up on the border.
Well, let's see if we can make you cry as we finish this segment. I want to say thank you to all the students, Hamlet Mojarro, Jacqueline Poblano, Roberto Serrato, students from W.T. White High School in Dallas, Texas, and their mariachi teacher, Alfonso Gonzalez. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Macarena Hernandez, a reporter for the Dallas Morning News. She wrote an article about the new effort to recognize mariachi music. Macarena, thank you also for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
And why don't you take us out with one more song. Mr. Gonzalez, what's it going to be?
We're going to sing a favorite, Cielito Lindo.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. One, two, ready, play.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.